The Milton Menace came to Niagara Falls. They took Niagara Falls. They stayed a little bit, played two more teams, won those as well, and then finally left. It was an interesting 5 days for the Milton Menace, what with a road game in the falls, followed by the Governor's Showcase being hosted by Niagara Falls. But here we are now, 5 games into the season, undefeated, 4-game winning streak. We sat down on the phone with Captain Graham McCauley to recap the 5-day stretch as he provides just a general vibe check for the team. Here's episode 2 of season 2 of Recap with Cap. You guys have had a very Niagara Falls-centric few days. You were in Niagara Falls to play the Canucks on Friday. You then had the Governor's Showcase Monday and Tuesday. Did you guys just drive down on Friday afternoon and then stay there for the weekend? Like, what has been the schedule for the Menace?
Yeah, no, so that was good. I think it was a bit of a coincidence there that we actually played them on Friday. No, so we went down, we bused down Friday, came back Friday night, Saturday off, practiced Sunday here in Milton, and then we went down, we drove down Monday morning, stayed Monday night after the game, and had the game yesterday morning and came back, so it was good. We got the one night over in the hotel just between the two showcase games. But yeah, no, 3 games in Niagara. So, yeah, it was a funny coincidence there.
Before we get into the games themselves, I mean, having a team of, what, 20, 25 guys in their 16, 17, 18-year age in Niagara Falls, it's got to be a fun experience for the boys to get together, right?
Yeah, it was cool. I think the way our schedule worked out this year, we played at 5 on Monday and then 1 on Tuesday, so by the time our game was done Monday, we got dinner and there really wasn't time to do anything, so it was pretty much just straight back to the hotel, whereas last year we had a little bit more time to go out and kind of walk around the strip there, but still nonetheless it was fun with just to kind of mingle with all the guys, maybe some guys that people hadn't really hung out with before, yeah, it was good. Obviously good to get the couple wins there. I know we'll get into that.
Now, I'm not expecting you to remember the X's and O's of every single game because it's 3 games in 5 days. But you had the Canucks on Friday, got the 4-2 win. How did you feel coming out of that game?
That was a good one. I mean, still early in the year, right? So you're still trying to integrate the new guys and, you know, systems and all that. But, you know, always good to get a 5-2 win. Niagara's kind of had our number early in the year the last couple of years. Definitely good to get that win. You know, we kind of think of it in like 5-game blocks. So the first 5 games here was kind of our first test. So to get that, I believe that was our 3rd game. So to get that was good. Especially going into a showcase, you know, you always want to go on a positive note.
The Menace have been taking part in this OJHL Governor Showcase since they've been refounded, let's say, since they were brought over from, I think it was Newmarket when the Hurricanes came over to Milton. What does the showcase mean to the team? Like, it's got to be a fun experience to have that kind of old-fashioned hockey tournament that I'm sure you guys got used to growing up.
Yeah, it almost feels like a little bit of a minor hockey tournament, which is cool. You know, depending on the schedule, varies from year to year on how the schedule will look in terms of what we do outside of the rink. But usually try to do a couple things, you know, just for team bonding and early in the year. So still a couple new guys. So still trying to get them, like I said, integrated into the system, not only off the ice, but on the ice. It was a really good time. And, you know, we've been very successful at the showcase, at least since I've been in Milton. So definitely a positive experience.
And you've mentioned a few times just getting those new guys acquainted. There's been a few guys that have been able to get on the board, Curry, Stewart, I believe as well. And you even added a newer player as well, Dallas. I think his name is Dallas Hibbert.
Yeah.
Is it interesting to just to see the new bodies and get the chemistry going with these newer guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I think this early in the year, Dan will definitely do a lot of different line combinations just to try some of the new guys out with some old guys, mingle, just try different things. But yeah, it's always good to see some new guys get up on the board. You know, we pride ourselves in being, you know, 25-man deep. You know, so when guys go down, the next guys just step up. So it's awesome to see some of those new guys or, you know, maybe some younger guys stepping up and being able to put the puck in the net.
All right, let's not go over the X's and O's on these two games. St. Michael's, Halliburton, I mean, two games in less than 24 hours. How's your body feeling today?
A little bit sore, that's for sure. Yeah, I won't really get too much into that. But definitely sore. The Halliburton, you know, Halliburton's a fast, tough team, so to get that on the back end of a 2 in 24 hours, that's a tough game. But we came out, we played well. You know, we took a lot of penalties, but the PK was really good. Scored 4 power play goals. So that always helps to win that special teams battle. And then, you know, we did come out really good against St. Mike's the first game. I thought we played a near perfect game there. But to follow it up, you know, less than 24 hours later with another win against a tough team in Halliburton, that was definitely a good sign.
And these are two teams, to my knowledge, that you aren't going to be playing too much over the next, 50 games of the regular season. So it's got to be a fun experience to just face these new guys almost blind at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, so yeah, like, because they're in the other conference, we only get them one time. So we actually don't play, unless we were to, you know, meet them in the finals. This would be the only time we play them. And, you know, it also saves us a trip to Halliburton, which is a little bonus up in there. But yeah, I think early in the year, you don't really look too much into, you know, looking at what the other team does in video because they are so new and teams are still trying to figure out what they're doing. So you kind of just go in with, you know, a game plan for what we're going to do and just, you know, adjust to what we see from them as the game goes on.
Yeah. Those long bus rides, they can be a hassle.
Yeah, and Halliburton's a cold one, so definitely good to get that one away at the showcase for sure.
Yeah, definitely, and Halliburton in September is a lot different than Halliburton in maybe January.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, now you guys are undefeated on the season so far, obviously with the one tie and a bunch of wins. What's the mindset right now in the locker room?
I mean, honestly, I'd say vibes are high. Obviously, I think we're at 4-0-1-1. So, like I said, that's the first block, the first 5 games, as you know, as Dan would phrase it, which is a really good start. So, cannot complain with that. There's absolutely always things to clean up, to adjust. You know, some other guys are still figuring it out, can step up over the next 5 games, but cannot complain at all. And, you know, we just, you know, quick turnaround. We look to Friday against Burlington.
Is it easier to break the season down in those 5 game blocks because it's 50 something games, I believe, on the season? It's a long season.
Yeah, I think it just depends on, you know, week by week. So like some weeks, if you go 2 weeks with 2 games, maybe it's a 4 game block, maybe it's a 5 game block, 6 game block, just depending on how the schedule works out. But I think if you just think it in smaller sections like that, you know, it's tough to think about the big picture now. I think if you just chip away and, you know, get a win here, get a win there, then we'll get what we want come the end of the season.
All right, last question here before I let you enjoy your Wednesday. You have Burlington on Friday. It's a home game. You guys are finally back at home. Always a tough matchup against the Cougars. What can fans expect in the building?
I mean, yeah, it should be a good game. Obviously, you know, like I said, there's a lot of teams with a lot of turnover this year. So, you know, we're not really too sure what Burlington's like, but honestly, that's kind of a good thing. So we just go out and play our game, and, you know, we should be good. But always a good game against Burlington. And obviously, they're one of our rivals, like you said, you know, an inter-Halton matchup. So should be a good game. And I'd say be there if you're from Milton.